家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
G'day mates, welcome to the show.
为什么要用澳洲口音说话呢
Well, aren't we talking about it? I actually don't want to do that anymore. Hey guys, it's Adam. We're talking about a really, really hot video right now.
对，就是最近在抖音上有一段非常火的视频，就是一位来自澳洲的外教啊，叫蒙叔大卫。他来到中国生活很多年，然后最近回澳洲呢就很不习惯，就感受到了一种东西叫做
Reverse culture shock.
Reverse culture shock.
That's what I said.
逆向文化冲击啊，那这个话题非常有意思，因为像我们，比如中国人，像我到加拿大，还有我以前在澳洲读大学刚去的时候，都会有很多不习惯、不适应。会感觉到一种 culture shock， 但现在呢，老外在中国生活久了，他回到自己的国家，反而有那个反过来的 reverse culture shock.
Right, right, right. So this guy made a video, and he was talking about all of the things that shocked him about being back home.
是的，是的 ，and makes him really miss China.
Yes, especially where he was living.Inner Mongolia.
内蒙，其实我还没去过内蒙。
Yeah, me neither.
好，那具体说这个 culture shock 和 reverse culture shock 之前呢，我们先来说一下这个抖音上很火的视频啊，来形容它很火。除了 you know hot, popular， 另外还有一个词
viral, viral video.
Viral 这个词就是病毒式的传播、然后现在讲到这个、互联网上很红的东西我们通常都会用这个形容词
Yes, it's viral or you can say it goes viral, went viral, will go viral
是是是好，然后这个蒙叔大卫诶 Adam, 蒙就是可爱嘛、叔然后 kind of like uncle、英语里面会就是这样自嘲或者给自己起一个可爱的 nickname 叫 I'm the
Cute Uncle David
Cute Uncle 会吗、
No, I mean we often talk about like cool uncle
Yeah
Like, you know, this is the cool uncle Or I guess you could have a cute uncle
Cute or adorable uncle David、So he works as an English teacher in Inner Mongolia、所以内蒙古就是 inner 就里面的对吗
Yes, Inner Mongolia
好然后他是来自澳大利亚的然后是回去度假他这段视频是在海边海滩拍的
Yeah, he's on the beach
On the beach、在海边然后他就有感而发说今天我要跟大家讲一个事情这个就是
Reverse culture shock
逆向文化冲击、首先文化冲击的英语是
Culture shock
对这个词我们要注意啊，这里的 culture 我们用名词而不是形容词的 cultural
That's right, it's not cultural shock, it's culture shock、But I should say, we do talk about cultural differences. And that's actually what he's talking about in his video is cultural differences. Or he's not really talking about cultural differences, but more like just differences in...
Your lifestyle.
Lifestyle, yeah, exactly. Anyway, when we want to talk about cultural differences, do you drink hot water? Do you drink cold water? That's when we use cultural.
文化差异用 cultural、然后文化冲击用 culture,
culture.
那如果说你感受文化冲击或者、我有文化冲击这个动词应该用什么呢
Oh, there's lots, there's lots、you can just have it、and many things that you can have you can also get、and also we say experience
对经历
Did you experience culture shock when you landed in China?
等一下我会问你这个问题。
Sure, can't wait.
好，但我们今天说的是这个外教啊，回到自己的祖国，反而他不适应了。那当你要表达反而或者反过来这个 idea 的时候呢，可以用这个英文词
reverse.
Reverse.
Yeah, we did a show about this word a year or two ago, and I remember it was very useful and interesting.
Reverse, R-E-V-E-R-S-E. 我看到它我就想到倒车。
Yes, I was thinking, I think that's when you started doing the driving
lessons. 2 years 了还没过。所以倒车就可以说 reverse parking.
Usually with cars, we talk about...going in reverse. So you put the car in reverse or as we said in that show, we don't really say reverse into a spot. You can say that, but usually what we say is back up.Into. You back up into a spot.
但是国外那个车倒车档它就是 R.
It's an R, yeah.
就 stands for reverse,、
yes.
对不对？好，那我们现在来看看蒙叔大卫都 experience 什么样的 reverse culture shock.
Well, the first thing he said is Australia is not very convenient.
他说 Australia, you know, 很不方便。
He did. Australia, 很不方便。
那这个我觉得是很多国外的朋友北美的了或者澳大利亚新西兰到中国以后就是感受到这个真的 It's so convenient.
Yeah, of course, of course. Paying for things. I mean, when I got back here, it was so annoying getting used to paying for everything with a credit card. Yeah, it's much easier to pay with your phone.
对，这个方便是 you know, all sorts of ways in life. 他在那个视频里说啊，你在中国根本不需要开车，到哪儿可以什么坐地铁、坐公交，或者骑个自行车，或者叫个滴滴。
Right.
然后他说，回到澳洲以后，不开车你就哪里都去不了。
Right, right, right.
就死了。I kind of feel like this in Vancouver. I guess that's my culture shock.
Yeah.
以前在上海的时候我从来没有学开车 because I, you know, you don't need it in a city like Shanghai.
Right.
就整个的公共交通体系啊 public transportation, 或者我们也可以用 transit 这个词、mm-hmm. transit system 真的非常发达
Right.
然后 you know, 滴滴啊 taxis are, you know, there are just so many options.
Don't forget about the black taxis.
就到温哥华以后首先我发现这里连 Uber 都没有、We're getting it soon、
yeah.
好像再过几个月会有了所以 you know, that's out of the question、然后呢这个公交车比如我家住的那个地方我来上班它有公交车但是是一个小时只有一班所以如果我 miss 的话就要等一个小时
It's true, it's true The other thing he talked about was the price、He was like, crikey
对他说、在澳洲什么 Uber 起步就要20澳币
Right
有那么贵吗我也不知道 Anyway 就国外是很贵啊比如我坐一趟巴士算人民币要15块钱、就单程哦、
yeah.
就每天坐公共汽车要花30块钱
Yeah it's pretty crazy
Yeah yeah 好那除了 transport 以外还有一个 convenient 的就是各种各样的服务
Yeah, he's talking about all different kinds of services, right? And I'm thinking about this a lot here because there's things at my apartment that I really would like to get fixed, but I really don't want to wait. And I don't, again, back to price, I really don't want to pay so much to get this thing fixed.Whereas before in China, I could just walk down to the street.
对，外面可能就蹲着一个人，然后什么事情都能做。这个英文叫 Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, yeah.
对，就特别能干。然后到国外，因为人工很贵。人工英语可以怎么说啊？
Price of labor.
啊，对，比如很简单修一个东西，他可能上门费就要收你500-600块钱人民币。他连什么都没修啊，他就光来一下。另外还有你说的那个时间，因为最近我家要清洗地毯、，and I called a few services， 让他们都跟我说，最近我们都排满了。你下个月可以吗？
哇、wow, ，
要等一个多月。
That's gross. That's、
yeah.
gross. Can I come clean it？
可以啊。
Nice. Okay.
Do you charge?
Oh yeah. We'll talk price later. Trust me, it's going to be expensive, and you're going to wait a long time.
对，所以中国还有一点好是不仅很方便，而且还很快。
That's right. Things get done quickly. Things get done fast.
对啊，这个蒙叔大卫在抖音里就说，哦，我在中国什么事儿到银行，很快，或者根本不用去银行 ，mobile banking，、手机银行。然后在国外就我觉得手机银行还有各种各样手机的这种financial金融类的都比较没有那么发达。
It's weird, right? Because I don't really want to peeping 中国 here, but like the banks are the only thing that were not super convenient.
哦，就是直接去一个银行对你来说在中国是不是那么方便
right. Right. But then the financial services that were on my phone were very convenient.
对啊，现在大家都在手机上弄啊。
Sure, but you have to have a bank account in order to use that stuff, right?
诶，其实讲到银行啊，我到加拿大以后发现还有很多地方是你需要用支票，就给他支票。
Checks.
我在国内从来没有写过任何一张支票。
什么是支票呢？
I didn't know how to write one. 我要学着怎么写一支票。
It is funny because you were talking about driving a car before. Well, you know, every kid in Canada has to drive a car because it's so big and there's no way you can get anywhere without a car. Also, that's the first thing you learn to do when you're a kid is write a check.
真的吗？你们几岁学校会教你写？
Oh, I don't know, like 8 years old or something. Like,
in school, they'll teach you.
No, they might teach you in school, but my parents.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to write a check, you know. Or it's just as important when you get a job, you know, your paycheck used to actually be a check. You'd have to sign the back.
Oh.
So this is all really, you know, important stuff you need to learn.
Okay, enough about 门叔大卫。现在我想问问 Adam, 自从回加拿大以后have you experienced any reverse culture shock?
Yes, Canada is a great country. I don't know if cute Uncle David used the word boring at all. it can be a little boring sometimes. Actually, I met a Chinese lady who was in my hometown a few weeks ago, and she said that this place was very 单调.
单调，除了 boring, 英文还有什么？
Monotonous.
Oh, 对对对。
Yeah, that's the most...
最对应的。
Right.
Mono 就是
One.
单对
right. So it's just, there's only one thing, blah, 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 blah. And I thought it was really funny because...Actually, that city is much, much smaller than Vancouver, but they're both a little boring.
Mm.
Whereas you can go anywhere in China, something's happening.
整个国内的节奏就比较快，然后人很多，机会很多，然后所以这种 things 就很多嘛。
Right. So here, I always think that a place like Canada is a great place to retire.
对，很多人就是说是退休天堂。
Exactly. But before you retire, you know, it's boring.
哎，所以对年轻人来说，因为以前在上海嘛，就 everyone's hustling, 对不对？像你，又有音乐的工作啦，又有开演啦，然后回到这以后，会不会发现就机会少很多
？Yeah, it's true.
节奏很慢，然后大家的那个 outlook on life.生活的观念也不太一样，就是为什么要这么努力的工作
？Right. Well, actually, we don't want to bore you guys too much. In Canada, there are two big cities. One is Vancouver, the other is Toronto. And I think Toronto is a little bit more, like Shanghai, a bit more hustly.
对对对。
People are hustling there. Vancouver has mountains and beaches, and this is where people just, you know, they just want the lifestyle. They want to be healthy.
是，所以我刚来的时候很 shock 的就是基本上礼拜五吧，好多大公司就是四点，然后大家就开始回家，就这是一个挺 common 的事情。
Right. Okay, guys, have a good weekend. Yeah.
对，然后很少有人加班。我有朋友做 consulting 的，然后同样是在四大，以前在上海说每天加班好多，然后在加拿大就很少要加班。
Right.
对，总而言之就是每个地方都有自己的特色，然后都有自己的这个 style 这个风格。
Right.
节目最后我分享一个我到加拿大最大的 culture shock。就是垃圾一个礼拜来收一次。
Oh no.
之前我也讲过，然后对，要把那个。就是厨余的东西放在冰箱里冻起来。
That's not Canada. That is where you live. You chose to live there.
Okay, another culture shock. 我到国外发现西兰花，然后花菜 ，so broccoli and cauliflower， 居然大家都生吃，这怎么生吃吗？我妈妈来了以后说这不会中毒吗
okay. Well, come over to my place. I cook them both.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。哎，不知道我们的听众朋友，你有没有在海外生活或者去旅游的时候也感受到了一些 culture shock， 或者你出国久了回到国内是不是也有一些逆向文化冲击呢？都可以在留言里跟我们分享。那今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.